Detroit Public Schools Teachers Union reach a deal on fall and the reopening plan. Our WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports.
And Paul, this is a far-reaching agreement with the teachers union for reopening the schools. The agreement includes smaller class sizes, separate district-operated virtual school, and up to $2,000 in hazard pay, with another $2,000 for teachers who work in a blended learning environment. If a union member contracts COVID while performing work in person or has to quarantine, that person will be paid sick leave. Superintendent Nicolai Beattie stressing this agreement will require teachers to be in the classroom this fall. They can't opt to teach virtually at home. The DFT has 4,400 members. Last year, about 500 teachers returned to teach in person. About 70% of the school staff is vaccinated, according to VD. Absenteeism is a serious and ongoing concern in the district pertaining to students. The district had 49,000 students before the pandemic. Only about 8,000 attended school in person in May. Of those, 7,000 attended learning centers across the district where school staff support them with virtual learning. The remaining 1,000 attended school in the classroom and reached direct or received direct instruction from a teacher. The district experiencing a 2,700 student drop in enrollment during the pandemic, Paul. So this, the idea here is to get all those kids back in the classroom with their teachers in front of them.
We have news that in New York City, for example, they're going to require all city workers to either be vaccinated or tested weekly. Mm-hmm. And that includes the police officers, firefighters, and, yes, the school teachers. Any talk about that in this agreement to come back and open the schools and get the kids where they belong in the classroom?
Well, several weeks ago, Nicolai Vidi did have a big push to get all those teachers vaccinated. So now about 70% of the school staff is vaccinated. And by the way, that'll include people like janitors and support staff, you know, cafeteria workers and so on. Now, if an employee is not vaccinated, there will be mandatory weekly COVID-19 testing for that non-vaccinated staff. So you have a choice, get the vaccine, or you'll have to undergo mandatory weekly COVID-19 testing.
That seems to be what other cities and other entities are basically saying. I guess it's the threat of having to be tested every week, mm-hmm. or even in some cases several times a week, to try to convince people it's just going to be a lot easier to get vaccinated. But the mm-hmm. folks who have not yet been vaccinated are going to, from what I can tell, going to need better reason or more help in accepting the efficacy and safety of this vaccine. Be that as it may, the United States Office of Veterans Affairs has become the first federal agency to require its healthcare workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In what appears to be a developing trend in the United States, Vanderbilt University Medical Center officials have ordered all of their employees to get vaccinated. I can't help but believe, slowly but surely, that is going to be the standard, that certainly healthcare facilities, all of them, will need to have their employees, all of them at all levels, vaccinated. It seems to be speeding train that you either jump aboard or get run over.
It sure looks that way, Paul, and you can see that with Henry Ford Health System in the state of Michigan being really the biggest and one of the first to require that. I think a lot of smaller hospital systems are looking to them, seeing how it's going to go for them, and they're going to be jumping on board, just like you said, in the coming months. I think this is going to definitely be the standard by the end of the year.
Well, nobody wants to, frankly, bear the legal responsibility of having people at work be able to say that they were not protected by every means possible that we currently know of. And the vaccine is the strongest thing we know of that can protect other people from getting sick. There's going to be lawsuits and liability, and I think that first hospitals, but then virtually all businesses are going to have to do whatever they have to do to protect themselves legally. I mean, it all comes back down to that. And nobody wants to be lined up to be paying a bunch of lawsuits because people say, well, you brought me back into an unsafe work environment. Well, what do you mean? Well, first of all, you didn't make it so that everybody had to have vaccinations, which is proven to be the best way to avoid getting sick or sickest.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a pretty easy fight. Sarah Huckabee out and about. She's running for something. I don't know what, but I guess the president, I don't know if he was at her rally, but the former President Trump was at a rally and actually said again, and he rarely gets any attention for this sort of thing, but he again told his supporters he, quote, recommends they get vaccinated against COVID-19. But then, of course, added that he supports their freedom of choice. So in the end, for all the arguments that there are and will be, it does come down to freedom of choice. But I think that the freedom of choice will be totally affected by the freedom of being able to do something or not being able to do something because you do or do not have the vaccine. So you can have freedom of choice, but there may be consequences if you choose incorrectly in the eyes of the greater community. Does that make sense?
It sure does. And remember, we had that story last week where one of the reasons people were deciding to get the vaccine was because they're seeing their friends travel and get on airplanes and things like that, so they don't want to be left out. So that is one of the factors. And by the way, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is running for governor of Arkansas.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
I knew she was running for something that didn't affect me in any way, shape, or form, so I didn't really take a lot of time on it. But good for her, and good luck to her. And I couldn't remember when I read the story about former President Trump if he had showed up to support her. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I couldn't tell by the stories that I read if he was there or somewhere else. I don't know. Anyway, the notable part was that he was telling his followers to get vaccinated. I don't believe, I could be totally wrong, that the majority of people who aren't getting vaccinated are not getting vaccinated because they think the former president didn't like the idea. They have to remember that the former president did, and his wife and his children did get vaccinated. So he was not anti-vaccine. He was anti being seen with a mask on because he didn't think he looked good with a mask on and didn't think that was what the face of the President of the United States, the most powerful nation on earth, should be doing. He was misguided in that thinking, unfortunately. But it certainly did affect, or at least open the door to an effect that hasn't been very positive in terms of the way people have reacted. It doesn't help that all of the government agencies that are involved can't tell the same story for very long without it changing, and therefore doesn't garner any confidence from we the people the way it should. Last thoughts, Marie, before we go?
No last thoughts, Paul.
It's better that way. Then I don't have to offer you a cigarette and a last meal as well.